as we share our different backgrounds. If you don't have a Bible, there's a Bible under the seat in front of you. So Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise." Glory to God. "And heir according to the promise." And so you find here that the Apostle Paul is writing to the people of Galatia, and he has talked to them about a lot of things, and now he's telling them that if they are in Jesus Christ, there is nothing like a Jew nor a Greek. What does he mean by this? What does he mean by this? There is neither Jew nor Greek. This was an amazing resolution, because during that time, the Jews, some of the Jews and the Galatian church also wanted to hold to the lines. The Jew saw himself as special and important and more kind of like accepted by God. And the Greeks, who were known as Gentile then, or the Galatians, who were also known as Gentiles, were somewhat underlooked and undermined because they weren't seen as the chosen ones. And so he's writing to them in Galatia, telling them that so long as you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so long as you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, there is nothing like the cultural or national line that is drawn. All of us, there's nothing like our cultural line or national line that is drawn. This is something for us to pay attention to. It is beautiful to come from Ghana. It is beautiful to come from Jamaica. We have different countries represented here. It is good to come from UK and all that. But by God's grace, we shouldn't allow where we come from become a line between us and others. We shouldn't see ourselves as important, like some Americans might see themselves as, oh, I'm important than the person that's coming from Africa, or the person that is coming from Europe, or the person that is coming from wherever it may be. The Apostle Paul is saying, Christ doesn't see us any important than the other. We are all important to God, which is why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you and I. And so long as we have accepted Jesus Christ, so long as we have faith in God like that, there is nothing like I am better than other because of where I come from. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. We all belong to Jesus Christ. And the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have brings us under one roof, brings us in the presence of God, not by virtue of who our father is or our mother is or whatever, but because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ because we love him, we can let this love guard all of us. Which is why one of the greatest commandments in the word of God is love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your understanding. And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. And so even though we come from different backgrounds, we're supposed to love one another as God loves us. I don't love you because you are Puerto Rican. I don't love you because you're my fellow African or you're my fellow Ghanaian. No, I love you because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I serve here because I love Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul goes ahead to say, there is no slave. Slavery was a very important thing then. The Apostle Paul wrote, advising those who were slaves who had accepted the Lord Jesus to still go back and serve their masters. And so the Apostle Paul is not saying eradicating slavery as he writes here. But he's saying that you should see yourself as free. What bounds you? You shouldn't see yourself defined by where you come from and who you are. It is your relationship with God that defines you as a free person or someone that is in bondage. And so, no matter what background you come from, no matter what your culture is, no matter what your people do, that should not define you and I. We are supposed to be defined by what our Lord Jesus says we are. And he says that we are a holy nation, a mighty priesthood, called to serve him. And as Christians, that's how we have to see ourselves. That's how we have to see ourselves. Let's not allow the enemy to infiltrate amongst us and begin to create fashions. Oh, the Puerto Ricans, the Jamaicans, the Ghanaians, the Togolese. And then what begins to happen is we begin to think that we are better than the other. We begin to undermine the other. And before you realize, Satan is using us to cause great havoc. That shouldn't be the nature of children of God. And so I just wanted to share this with you today, that regardless of your background, remember that it is your identity in Jesus Christ that defines you, and not who you are or where you come from and that. And so you find that all of us, if we go into our cultures, have our cultures and our backgrounds might have certain things that we do and we call cultural that does not honor God. Because our identity is in Jesus Christ, it is time for us to be molded by the word of God. And so what God says in his word is what we do. Not because I am Ghanaian and Ghanaian do certain things, that's what I do. No. And so you find that at the end of it all, it says, if you are Christ's. You see, if we are Christians, we find our place in eternity because we are sons and daughters of God. If we find our place in society, you see, if we are Christians, we find our place in society because we are brothers and sisters in the family of God. And then thirdly, if we are Christians, we find our place in history because we are part of God's plan of the ages, related spiritually to Abraham by our faith in Jesus Christ. By our faith in Jesus Christ. My short encouragement has ended.